Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 4, 1805. A celebration. Today is the 29th birthday of the United States, and the captains have planned some festivities for the evening, but first, more work on the portable iron boat. Captain Lewis writes about this relaxed day.
Yesterday, we permitted Sergeant Gass, McNeil, and several others who had not yet seen the falls to visit them. No appearance of tar yet, and I am now confident that we shall not be able to obtain any. A serious misfortune. I employed a number of hands on the boat today, and by 4 p.m. in the evening, completed her except the most difficult part of the work, that of making her seam secure. I had her turned up, and some small fires kindled underneath to dry her. Captain Clark completed a draft of the river from Fort Mandan to this place, which we intend depositing at this place in order to guard against accidents. Not having seen the Snake Indians, or knowing in fact whether to calculate their friendship or hostility, we have conceived our party sufficiently small, and therefore have concluded not to dispatch a canoe with a part of our men to St. Louis, as we intended early in the spring. We have never once hinted to any one of the party that we had such a scheme in contemplation, and all appear perfectly to have made up their minds to succeed in the expedition or perish in the attempt. We all believe that we are now about to enter the most perilous and difficult part of our voyage, yet I see no one repining. All appear ready to meet those difficulties which wait us with resolution and becoming fortitude. Our work being at an end this evening, we gave the men a drink of spirits, it being the last of our stock, and some of them appeared a little sensible of its effects. The fiddle was played, and they danced very merrily until 9 in the evening, when a heavy shower of rain put an end to that part of the amusement, though they continued their mirth with songs and festive jokes, and were extremely merry until late that night. We had a very comfortable dinner of bacon, beans, suet dumplings, and buffalo beef, and in short, we had no just cause to covet the sumptuous feasts of our countrymen on this day. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 4, 1805.
Captain Clark makes the following remarks of note in his journal.
I have left buried below the falls a map of the country below Fort Mandan with sundry private papers. A rumbling like cannon at a great distance is heard to the west of us. The cause we can't account for. Captain William Clark, July 4, 1805.
Tomorrow, drying the iron boat.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.